Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey. You're going to teach Eugene how to drive.
I'm the instructor, you're the student. I make the rules, now say it.
A key?
Right.
I did it. Well, that was easy. Wow!
Nothing like a peaceful, relatively quiet afternoon. Perfect time to sit down with a cup of coffee and read the afternoon paper.
Ah. In other words, I did not mean for it to occur.
Well, I know what involuntary reaction means, Eugene. And that little explanation is just what I'm talking about when I say insult.
And I know the definition of insult, Miss Kendall, and I assure you that what I did was not meant as such.
Oh, yeah, sure. See if I share any of my hopes and dreams with you again.
Hopes and dreams?
Time out. And I was remarking how nice and quiet the afternoon was. Okay, what's the problem?
Well,
I will. Well, we were in the Bible room, and we started talking about goals.
And your insistence, I must add.
Eugene, go ahead, Connie.
Thank you. We were talking about things that we'd like to do with our lives, and I happened to mention that one of the things I might like to do is be a teacher. And that's just what he did, so he laughed at me.
Eugene.
Sorry, Mr. Whittaker. Completely unintentional and uncontrollable. I don't know what comes over me, but I guess I simply find the idea of Miss Kendall here being a teacher ridiculous.
Eugene.
Yeah. Well, at least I have a driver's license.
Ooh.
Oh, very typical of you, Miss Kendall. I offer you constructive criticism gratis, and you respond by hitting me at my lowest point.
Constructive criticism?
I'll explain the meaning of those.
All right, that's enough. Boy, you two really take the cake. Now, I want you to both apologize to each other.
Why should I apologize? He started
it. She started it.
Well, maybe so, but that crack about his license was a low blow.
It certainly was.
Oh. Well, you're not off the hook either, Eugene. Huh? I don't believe for a minute that your reaction was uncontrollable. If Connie thinks she might like to be a teacher, she should be encouraged, not laughed at. Now, apologize.
Well, very well, Mr. Whittaker. Miss Kendall, I apologize.
Connie?
Oh, I'm sorry too, Eugene.
Yeah, that's better. The very idea. Why can't you two help each other instead of tearing each other down all the time?
I guess it's because we just don't see eye to eye.
Agreed. And besides, the opportunities to, as you put it, help each other present themselves only rarely, Mr. Whittaker.
Is that a fact? Mm-hmm. Well, I can think of one way you can help each other right now.
How?
Eugene, you wanted my assistance in preparing you for your driver's license examinations, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. And indeed, I still do. As a matter of fact, I'm very great. Oh, no. Mr. Whittaker, surely you're not suggesting...
Yes, I am.
Suggesting what?
You want to be a teacher, Connie? Well, meet your first pupil.
Who? You mean Eugene?
That's right. You're going to teach Eugene how to drive.
Mr. Whittaker, I refuse. I absolutely refuse. I cannot have Ms. Kendall teaching me how to drive.
Yeah?
And why not?
Because to put Ms. Kendall in such a position would give her an unprecedented advantage.
Ooh, you make it sound like you're in a competition.
I'm talking about an irresponsible advantage of power.
Oh, I I get it. It's okay for you to be Mr. Brainiac and lord your knowledge over the rest of us, but you get real uptight when somebody knows something you don't, huh, Eugene?
Ms. Kendall, there is nothing you know that I do not.
Except maybe how to drive.
You see, it started already.
Oh, hold it. Look, Eugene, Connie passed her driver's examination with flying colors, both the written and the road test.
Flying.
She's perfectly capable of teaching you if you cooperate. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And as for you, Connie, Eugene represents one of the biggest challenges a teacher could face. An exceptionally bright student.
Exceptional.
And I'm sure you'll treat him accordingly and not abuse the authority you have over him as a teacher, right?
Right.
Good. Now, you better decide on what time you're going to get together.
Well, how about this afternoon?
No, that wouldn't be good for me.
And why not?
Well, I don't believe I have to tell you that.
Well, as your teacher, I think I have a right to know why you're skipping out on class, Eugene.
There is no class out of which to skip as of yet.
Well, naturally,
we haven't determined the time we're getting
to
together.
Show up
if you
for
don't
it.
Be silent,
so glad I got my point across.
No umlaut here. Oh, here it is.
Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
Whit said he let you use his office to study. Where are you?
Over here.
Oh, there you are. Good grief. You've got more books in here than the public library.
One can never be too prepared, Miss Kendall. Actually, I meant to call you. I don't believe our tutoring session will be necessary. I already know what I need to know to take the written portion of the driver's test.
Then why'd you fail it the first time?
Because Mr. Whittaker gave me the false impression that the test would be easy, so I didn't study. But, as you can see, since our encounter yesterday, I've been doing a bit of research.
All these books are about cars?
Indeed. I spent the entire morning poring through them.
You went through all these this morning?
I know, I usually read much faster. But I came across so many fascinating details. This book, for instance.
Fast Binder's Fast Guide to Fuel Systems?
An excellent compendium of facts on an engine's respiratory system. Did you know, for example, that the proper mixture of gasoline and air in most automobile engines is 15 times as much air as gasoline?
Great. Look, Eugene, all this is fine if you want to know how to build a car. You just want to learn how to drive one. In all this study, did you happen to look at the driver's manual I gave you?
No, I went one step better. Here.
The Campbell County Penal Code?
I've memorized it entirely. We have some very strange laws in this section of the country, Miss Kendall. Did you know, for example, that it's illegal to expectorate on a public walkway?
You mean spit on a sidewalk?
Precisely. And dancing with your horse is punishable with a $50 fine and up to 3 weeks in the local pokey. There appear to be no regulations regarding dancing with horses belonging to others, however.
Fascinating. Look, Eugene, none of this is going to help you pass the driver's test.
On the contrary, I believe it will. You see, Ms. Kendall, each of us must study in his or her own way. You no doubt prefer picture books and pop-up manuals, whilst I insist upon going to the source for my information.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just see what going to the source has really done for you.
What are you doing?
Asking you a question from the driver's manual.
Very well, I'm ready. Fire away.
Okay, here we are. After you get in your car, what is the very first thing you should do before driving?
Simple. Start the engine.
Wrong.
Wrong? Well, then you need to adjust the mirrors.
Nope.
Bring your seat back into an upright position?
That's an airplane, Eugene.
Oh. Well, what then?
Fasten your seat belt. See? Right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that proves nothing. Ask me another.
All right. true or false? Leaving the keys in an unattended car is against the law.
Of course not. It is ill-advised and tempting fate, but being foolhardy is hardly illegal.
Wrong again.
You're joking.
Afraid not. Look, see? You still think our tutoring session isn't necessary?
Ooh. Ready when you are, Miss Kendall.
I have to admit, Eugene, when it comes to books, you're a fast study. You aced that last practice test.
Well, I haven't spent the last 7 years in college without learning a few memory retention tricks.
Yeah, well, now comes the real test, getting behind the wheel. Hop in.
Very well.
Seatbelts.
Awfully nice of Mr. Whittaker to let us use his delivery car.
Well, he probably figures we can't hurt anything in the back parking lot. All right. Guess it's best to start at the beginning.
A very good place to start.
Okay. This is a key. Say it.
Say it?
That's right. Say it.
Miss Kendall, perhaps we shouldn't start at the very beginning?
Eugene, I'm the instructor. You're the student. I make the rules. Now say it. What is this?
A key?
Right. And it goes in this slot here, which is called the ignition. Say it.
Miss Kendall,
say it.
Ignition.
Good. Now, when we put the key in the ignition to start the car, we always turn it away from us. What direction do we turn the key?
Away from us.
Excellent. All right, now let's review for just a moment.
Miss Kendall, I hardly think this is
the... This is the...
key.
And we put it in the...
ignition.
And to start the car, we always turn it...
away from us.
Very good, Eugene. Okay, now it's time we moved on to something more difficult.
Oh, can we? I'm just dying to learn about windshield wipers.
There's no reason to be sarcastic, Eugene.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Kendall, but I believe we can move at a slightly accelerated pace.
Okay, okay. This thing sticking up out of the floor?
The gear shift of a manual transmission automobile.
Right. Well, all these markings on the knob are the positions of the gears. Now, before you start the car, you want to make sure the gear shift is in between the gears, see?
In between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right where it is. Mm. That's called neutral. When the gear shift is in neutral, you can start the car. Okay, go ahead.
Now? Huh, of course, now. Very well. It works.
Very good. First time, too. Okay, now, you see those pedals on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the one on the right is the gas, and you step on it to make the car go. The one in the middle is the brake. What do you think that one does?
Duh, make the car stop.
Right, but the one on the left is the one we're worried about right now. It's called the clutch.
The clutch.
Yeah. Now, what you do is step on it and put the gear shift in the number one position.
Step on it? And put the gear shift in the number one position. I did it. Well, that was easy. Wow! Oh. What happened?
You let the pedal up.
Well, wasn't I supposed to?
No, you're supposed to hold it down.
Well, you didn't tell me that. All you said was step on it and put the gear shift in the number one position.
Okay, well, now you know. Try it again.
Okay, very well. Neutral. Start the car. Still works. Step on the clutch. Put the gear shift in number one.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Okay, now step down on the gas pedal and at the same time, ease up on the clutch. You got it?
I believe so. Step down on the gas and ease up on the clutch.
Right, but slowly, otherwise the car will...
Ow!
Lurch forward and die again.
I'm truly sorry, Miss Kendall. I think I have it now, however.
Good. Why don't you practice that for a while?
Very well. Where are you going?
To get a neck brace. This is gonna be a long afternoon. Okay, Eugene. You've got starting and stopping down pretty good.
Thank you, Miss Kendall. How's your neck, by the way?
Oh, much better. I think the aspirins are working.
Hmm.
Now listen, one of the toughest things you'll have to do in the driver's test is parallel park. You know what that is?
Of course. It's a lateral maneuver basic to driving in which one must place the automobile lengthwise in a space, splitting the distance between two similarly parked vehicles.
Why can't you just say it's parking next to the curb between two cars?
Because my way is much more colorful.
Anyway, I've put two garbage cans out there to represent the parked cars. Go ahead and put the car in gear. Clutch.
Sorry.
Okay, now, the first thing you want to do is drive past the space.
Why?
Because that's the way you parallel park. You back in.
But why can't we just pull forward into the space?
Because you can't make it that way.
I believe I can. Watch this.
No, Eugene. You're cutting it too close. You're gonna... hit the garbage can.
Oops.
It's all right. Just back up and get us out of here.
Very well.
Cut your wheels to the left.
Left?
Right.
Right?
No, left! Way to go, Eugene!
Well, you said right.
I didn't mean right. Right, I meant right, correct.
Well, how am I supposed to know what you mean if you don't even know what you mean?
I know what I mean. Look, just pull forward, okay?
Forward. Okay. Miss Kendall?
Yes?
Those garbage cans you set up?
Yes.
One of them wouldn't happen to have been filled with glass bottles, would it?
It might have been.
Oh.
Well, look at it this way, Eugene. It's time for your next lesson.
Which is?
Changing a flat tire.
time is it?
Well, it's 5 minutes later than the last time you asked me.
Oh.
Connie, are you all right?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm great. Why?
Well, because you're acting more nervous than Eugene did when he left here.
Well, I guess I am. A little. I mean, if he fails, that reflects pretty badly on my skills as a teacher, doesn't it?
Oh, not necessarily. I'm sure you did a fine job teaching Eugene.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess I did. I mean, I hope I did. I just wish you would have let me go with him, to give him moral support. What time is it?
Connie.
Well, shouldn't he be back by now? I mean, it's been a couple of hours.
2 hours, 26 minutes, and 13 seconds, to be precise.
Eugene!
I came in the back way, Mr. Whittaker. I hope you don't mind.
Well, of course not. Why should I mind?
Oh, I just know how you like for everyone to come in the front door and...
Who cares how you came in? How did you do on the driver's test?
Oh, yes, the driver's tests. Well, you'll both be pleased to know that I passed the written test.
Congratulations.
And the road test?
I passed the written test.
Oh, Eugene, I'm sorry.
I failed again, Mr. Whittaker. For the second time in my life, I failed. I failed, Mr. Whittaker. I failed the driver's test.
Oh, Eugene, how did this happen?
What do you mean, how? How many different ways is there to fail at something? I did the wrong things.
But we worked so hard.
I know, but I just choked.
Went blank, huh?
No, I mean, I actually choked. The minute the instructor got in the car, I felt my throat constrict. Things started going downhill from there, like when he asked me to show him the proper hand signals.
But you knew those backwards.
Precisely. And that's just how I did them. With the wrong hand, I signaled for a right turn and nearly slapped him.
Oh, no.
I tried parallel parking, tore the trim off the door.
You didn't.
Oh, that was nothing compared to the hill test.
Hill test?
I was supposed to stop and start on a hill. Well, I got halfway up and stopped. But when I tried starting again, the car stalled, and I rolled backwards down the hill into Mr. LaGrange's petunia garden.
Oh, my.
What made it worse was Mr. LaGrange was still in it at the time.
Is he all right?
Oh, yes. He made a rather remarkable lateral jump right into the side of a tree. He sustained some minor bruises and lacerations, but the garden was a goner.
Oh, Eugene. Did it really go that badly?
Let me put it this way. The instructor drove back and resigned.
That's pretty bad. I'm sorry, Eugene. I guess you were right. I wouldn't make a very good teacher after all.
No, Miss Kendall. As incredible as it may seem, I believe this is one area where I am unteachable. Providence has decreed that there is to be no driver's license for Master Eugene Meltzner, NDL.
So that's it then, huh? You're both going to just quit?
What else can we do?
You can get out there and try again.
But what's the point, Mr. Whittaker? I'll just fail again.
You don't know that. And you seem to be overlooking the fact that you did have a success here today. You passed the written exam.
Yes, but I flunked the road test twice.
So if this were a science experiment, would you give up after just two failures?
Well, no.
You bet your Bunsen burner you wouldn't. And you, Connie, if one of these kids told you what you're telling me, what would you say?
Probably what you're telling me right now.
That's right. Now go on. Get back out there and hit the road again.
Well, what do you say, Eugene?
Well, I still don't see that it will do me any good, but if it'll make you happy, Mr. Whittaker.
My happiness has nothing to do with it. I just want to see you get a license, that's all. Now here, take the keys to the delivery car and get going.
Okay. Come on, Eugene.
And this time, Connie, let him drive around McAllister Park. The practice will do him good.
Okay.
I still don't see what good this is doing.
I do. I think Will was right. Your driving is improving. Hey, look at that up ahead.
It's a car, Ms. Kendall.
Yeah, but it wasn't here the last time we passed by. And the door's open. Hey, pull up, Eugene.
Are you certain that's wise?
Just pull up. Somebody might be in trouble.
You're the teacher. It seems to be abandoned. Perhaps we should...
Shh, wait. Someone is there. Hello? Who's... Oh, my goodness.
Help me, please.
Eugene, it's a woman, and she's pregnant.
What?
Are you in labor?
Yes. Trying to get to hospital. Contractions too strong.
Oh, Eugene, we've got to get her to a hospital.
No, don't leave me.
I won't. Eugene, you're going to have to drive.
What?
Unless you'd rather help deliver a baby.
Where are the keys?
In the ignition. Let's go.
I don't know about this, Miss Kendall.
You're doing fine, Eugene.
There's an intersection coming up. What should I do?
Take some deep breaths. Not you, Eugene. You turn right at the light.
Right at the light.
Don't worry. We're almost there.
Okay, right turn completed. Now what?
You know where the hospital is. Just keep going straight until you get there.
Hospital straight. Of course. I should have known that. Of course, it's the end of the street right up ahead.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
The hospital is at the top of the hill.
So?
So there's traffic on this road. What if I have to stop? I'll stall. I know I will. Oh, no. There's a car up ahead. What'll I do?
Can you go around him?
No.
Then you have to stop. No. Eugene, stop!
Foot on brake.
Good. Okay. The guy's moving. Let's go.
I can't.
Eugene, you can do it. Now let's go.
Please don't stall. Please don't stall.
Hey.
I did it.
Great. Now don't miss the emergency entrance. Right here. Turn.
I can't believe it. I didn't stall.
That's wonderful. Now go get some help.
Oh, yes. Ooh, assistance. We have a pregnant woman out here. Assistance. MC squared.
Isn't she beautiful, Whit?
She sure is. Now, aren't you too glad I didn't let you quit?
Well, speaking as Odyssey's newest licensed driver, I can safely say that I am.
Yeah, I am too. And I think that little Connie Eugenia and her mother are too.
I'd say that's a safe assumption.
Hey, Eugene. When she gets old enough, maybe you can teach her how to drive, huh?
Actually, Miss Kendall, I think I should leave the teaching to you.
Well, thanks, Eugene. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on getting your license, Eugene, and on teaching him how to drive, Connie. It just goes to show you what can happen when you stick to a task and don't give up. Like it says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, diligent hands bring profit. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.